All right, Whitney Emmert is with us from the marketing department here at World Headquarters for News Gazette Media, stepping in. And we got a cool promotion going on. We want to tell you about this. But Whitney, first of all, I thought you would enjoy this. So first of all, welcome in.
Hi.
It's not your first rodeo here on A Penny for Your Thoughts.
No, this is probably my fourth or fifth time on Penny.
You've got the tally marks going on your cubicle, I bet.
Exactly. I carve it into my desk.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the prison thing. You're just like, this is miserable. No, I'm just kidding. All right, this was on BuzzFeed. 25, some things, I'm not going to go all 25, things you'll immediately understand if you were alive in 1998. Most of us, I think, were alive then.
Right.
But just remembering life, did you ever call the cable company to request a pay-per-view program?
Oh, gosh. Probably my mom did.
Yeah. I was a little... wasn't going to spend the funds on that in our household. That was not going to be allowed.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to watch something special, that's the only way you could do it.
Yeah. I think that's that would be when we finally got cable out in the country where I was living.
Was it just after running water?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we had the TV where you had to go up and punch the buttons in to be able to change the channel.
Okay, I think we remember the VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
To watch something and...
Be Kind Rewind.
Exactly. You can remember the stores around here, the Blockbusters and whatnot that were around here to go rent VHS cassettes.
Oh,
you can't do it anymore.
I remember when you got charged if you didn't rewind it.
That's right.
Like Blockbuster and Family Video would charge you extra if you didn't rewind the tape.
And before there was a DVR or TiVo, you set your VCR.
Yep.
That was still in 1998. I think people were still recording off onto VHS.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is very appropriate here to our business. Having to wait for the newspaper to come in the morning to find out any news that wasn't covered on the evening or nightly news.
Oh, yeah.
And even back then, this is only 20 years ago, and I think Gazette was still doing two editions a day. You got an afternoon edition as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then the proliferation of online news, and now it's a 24/7 news cycle all the time.
Yep.
I remember it was 1998. I got my first job, summer college job, by responding to a classified ad. That was the first place you went to if you were looking for a job. Where was your first job?
My first job was CVS. I was a pharmacy technician.
Did you just walk in and, well, that sounds like you need some experience.
Well, no.
Summer job.
Well, this was back when they let a 16-year-old be behind a pharmacy counter, and they were like, that's fine. She won't mess up. And then after...
I'm not really frightened about the age there. I'm a little frightened that you were...
I did that for 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Handing out the pills.
I know.
Copying a CD onto cassette. Hey, I made you a mixtape.
Mixtape. Oh, my gosh.
I did that for my girlfriend.
I had a boyfriend in high school that gave me mixed CDs all the time. But the tapes, I remember doing record for your mixtape and putting it up to the radio and waiting for your song to be done. Then you stopped and you made your own tape, like the really old way of doing it.
Making double or triples of photos if you wanted to share your pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Looking at a catalog to find out what was coming up at your store.
Oh, yeah.
Now, catalogs are still in use.
Yeah.
I think those are waiting. Let's see. Only things in 1998 or things that were true in 1998 that are no longer for our lives. Only be able to see a trailer for a movie at the theater or a newly released VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Those were some of the.
Some good ones on that
list. This is only 20 years. We were just talking about the airport. Booking a flight on the phone. That's how you did it.
Yeah.
Or a travel agent.
Yep.
And if you were going to go somewhere, you bought a travel book.
Yeah. Like a tourist guide type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would still do that.
Well,
but if you're...
I've actually still used a travel agent for like big trips. Like I've gone to Mexico a couple times and I went through a travel agent because he was able to get me the best deals. And I knew I wouldn't be able to do it on my own.
All right.
I need a third party to help me get.
They need to hook me up. All right. And. Using traveler's checks if you went abroad.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of places didn't take the credit cards.
I remember that.
And we didn't do this in our house, but getting a second phone line so you could dial up the internet.
Oh, my gosh. I think the most common phrase in my household was, get off the internet. I need to use the phone.
Whitney.
Yeah.
All right. So those are some fun flashbacks to our lives 20 years ago.
You know, I saw something recently that was, you yelled at me from 1994 to 2000 about getting off the internet, and now you ask me how to use your cell phone. Who's in control now? Or it's like a meme on Facebook. I thought it was hilarious.
Amy Schumer had a great bit about trying to help her mom with her computer and how the whole thing just blows up and ends in frustration.
Yeah.
All right. That's not why you called, though.
Not why I called.
We're having a pet contest.
We are. We're having a pet contest.
You have a dog. Are you entering it?
Yes, I have a dog and a cat. Okay. So they'll both be in there.
What is this all about?
So the pet contest started last Friday. We're asking people to enter their pets. And if you go to newsgazette.com/2018pet contest, or if you just go to the News Gazette homepage, scroll down, you'll see a cute little cat and it says pet contest. So you click on that, you enter your pet for $10, and then people will be able to vote on who is the cutest or who has the best tricks or, you know, whatever they feel like voting for. But
see, right here on this list, it says, back in 1998, things we no longer do, entering a contest through the mail. Now, I know we've done some mail contests, and that still happens.
Yeah.
But by and large, it's online.
Actually, the last time we did a pet contest, which I wasn't here, but I found out that a lot of people just sent in cash with a picture, like Polaroid of their pet, and entered it that way.
Wow.
Because they didn't want to mess with
and
it.
You, if you do that now, Whitney's just going to pocket the cash.
Right.
Yeah. Going directly. Okay. And if you win the cutest summer pet contest.
Yes, there is a first, second, and third place. And all the information is on the website. But first place.
So in other words, your time here is just useless, right? Just go to the website and read it all about it.
Just read all online. No, the first place pet prize is valued at $500. So.
Wow.
And there's tons of pets that have gotten entered. And there are some pretty adorable pets out there.
How will you decide the winner?
Well, it'll be based on everybody's votes. So once we, I think there's another week or two left of entering your pets, and then it's the voting free-for-all, so you can go on and vote.
All right. Hey, Ed's giving me the sign here to cut the chit-chat. So, all right, news-gazette.com. Click on the cute little cat for the pet contest. Whitney, always fun. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Scott Beatty.
Back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. We've got a little time to squeeze in your calls next.